Unit count types are being standardized on Amazon. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you sell in the consumable or topical categories, you're going to want to pay attention to this. So inside of the news today, you can read about the new unit count or price per unit requirements for product listings. There's a list of every specific requirement table that is going to be affected. So you can see everything from health and personal care, beauty, grocery, skin moisturizer, supplements that are nutritional, skin and tea, pet food, coffee, sugar, candy, sauce, hair, you name it. The list goes on, right? Like, it's pretty much everything that is consumable or topical. I don't know why they didn't just come out and say that, quite frankly, but that's basically what it is. So on the right, you can see like what they're going to standardize it to. So in the United States, we're one of the very few countries that doesn't count things the same way. We've got our weights and lengths and ounces and feet and whatnot. So these particular attributes are going to be fundamentally required. Now, here's my speculation. Over the last year, we saw Amazon muck with the grocery category specifically and somewhat in the beauty category. They were already on top of this. They were basically going in and cleaning up the catalog manually. And now that they have like a feel for what they want it to look like, they're now requiring us as Amazon sellers to fill it in themselves. So the key here is the date of September 30th. If you don't have it filled in by then, very likely they're going to suppress your listings. And you probably won't get a warning message. It'll probably just happen. So make sure you fill this out before September 30th to avoid any challenges. If you want to see the full news and the headline on this, I'll have a link at the top of the description of this video. Any new listings or updates to existing listings without unit count information will no longer be accepted after September 30th. So basically, it's going to lock down your listings. They don't come out and say they're going to suppress your listings, but they're going to suppress your listings. It's my prediction. And they say they're implementing this requirement in order to deliver the best customer experience. It actually does make sense. This is a logical step for Amazon. They've been standardizing their catalog for years. They were the first company in the entire world to build a marketplace and have everybody sell the same item on the same listing. They were first to market. Very different than the eBay feel, where on eBay it was every man for themselves, auction style. So it didn't matter if things were standardized because consumers basically had a relationship directly with the seller. But on Amazon, everybody shares that pesky buy box, although most of you listening to my videos tend to be private labelers or brand builders, so you don't generally share your buy box. But nonetheless, this affects all of you in that consumable or topicals category. So get those attributes filled out. You can do this manually or you can do it via template upload. It's very easy to do. It's not a challenge at all. In an additional help file, they break out like some examples. So for example, if there was like a chocolate, it would be counted in the unit of ounces. So they want everybody to understand like, hey, what price per ounce am I paying? What does this look like? What am I getting? Some frequently asked questions down here. What's the price per unit, PPU? Have not seen that acronym used before. But basically, they want to know like how many units comes in the package. What's my price per unit? What's my price per ounce? What's my price per foot? Whatever it might be. Standardizing this measurement so everybody as a consumer can understand what they are getting. So that's it, guys. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. For other news, hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to watch one of our playlists. We have a weekly Q&A every Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can see 20 plus of those on this playlist right here. You won't regret watching some of those Q&A, some of the best work we do. Thanks so much.